Knock, knock.
Who's there?
It's me, Emily.
God. Emily, you.
So rude. That's it. That's the punchline.
Oh.
It's me.
I think you should have said the problem.
Bye. No thanks. Oh, what's up, Serena?
Not much.
Chilling.
Not much is going on over here.
Good. What song have you been listening to these days?
I've been listening to Come In With The Rain.
Come In With The Rain.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it just randomly popped up on my phone. And yeah.
It's one of those songs I always forget exists, but I think it's a good one.
I like it. It's in my playlist, so
yeah.
I like it.
Cool.
That's it. I don't have much to say about it. I'm not taking any criticism on my choice of the week.
I won't criticize you.
Thank you so much.
Don't worry about it.
What are you listening to?
I have been listening to Safe and Sound.
Okay, good choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to it because I revisited it because of Olivia Rodrigo's song, the Can't Catch Me Now, mm-hmm, the Hunger
mm-hmm,
Games.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good. That song is so good.
It is a good song, and I'm a fan, and I've been a fan since day one. But at that Taylor party I went to that we talked about last week,
yeah,
they played that, and all the real fans in the room were exposed because half of them did not know the words.
Ooh. Wow.
I was like, whoa, okay.
That song had like a chokehold on me back in the day.
No, same. Genuinely.
I like my new favorite genre is like songs written for the Hunger Game franchise because I just think they're all incredible.
Yeah, they're well written songs.
Mm-hmm.
Did Olivia write hers or was it written for her?
No, I think she wrote it.
Go off, queen.
Yeah. She's a great songwriter.
Cheers.
Yay, Hunger Games.
Have you seen the new movie?
Yes. When it just came on streaming or we were able to rent it or something.
Yeah.
I saw it. I didn't really like it.
Really? I liked it.
So I saw like a spoiler online and I watched the whole movie and it didn't happen. I was like, what?
What spoiler?
That the girl dies.
Oh.
I don't know.
I mean,
I saw something that was like, Snow. Mm-hmm. What was his name? His actual, whatever.
Coriolanus.
Yeah, Coriolanus Snow, like, buries her. Like, that's what I saw as the spoiler. And I was like, oh, yikes. Cool. And the whole movie, I was waiting for it to happen, and it never happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of left up to interpretation.
It is. I don't know. I think the ending just, like, threw me off.
The ending was strange. I wasn't expecting the ending to be the way that it was. I enjoyed it, though.
Mm-hmm. I also didn't, like, read the book or anything, so I didn't know what exactly it was going to be.
I haven't even seen all the Hunger Games movies.
Oh.
And I just went in. I've seen the first one, potentially the second, but ask me what happens and I don't have an answer for you.
Oh my God. I loved The Hunger Games.
Yeah. Wow. I, after seeing the, I don't even know what it was called, the new one.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm going to go back and watch the other ones. And I haven't. Oh. I'm not, okay, this is something that about me is I'm not a huge movie person.
Yeah, me either.
The only time I can find myself actually enjoying a movie is when I go to the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
So me and three of my friends love going to the movies. And that's like the only time I can like watch a movie. I think it's because when I'm at home, if I try to watch a movie, I'm way too easily distracted.
Yeah. I'll pick up my phone. I'll mm-hmm. start like.
Exactly. And yeah. At the movie theater, I won't do that. So. I just enjoy the movies more into the theater, but I prefer TV shows.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something I put on in the background.
Exactly. And I don't have to pay as much attention to still get the gist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Fine. Huh. Just had to be there.
You had to be there. Except the Aerostorm movie. I can watch that anytime, any place.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Period. Yeah. What are we talking about today?
The Grammys.
You know, I am a big fan of the Grammys.
Oh, I love the Grammys so much. It's our Super Bowl.
Truly.
It really is.
And I love award shows. I think they're fun. Mm-hmm. I think they're just a good form of entertainment.
It is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They are. I love it, especially, like, I'll watch any award show, but I love it when I know, like, all the people that are there.
Yes.
Like, the Oscars are never something I would watch, really, because I don't, again, not into movies, so I don't really, like,
know
actors that much.
Yeah.
But Yeah,
I love it. I'm excited. It's coming up. Yeah, very soon.
Mm-hmm. It'll be like when this is out. It'll be what, next week?
Yeah,
Sunday or something.
I think. I mean, we don't have a confirmation that she's gonna be there, but like, I'm like 98% sure she's gonna be there.
Yeah, it is cutting it really close to the Eras Tour Tokyo.
I know.
So that'll be tough because I know she at least goes for a while to rehearse.
Yeah. So. She would probably be leaving the Grammys and getting on a plane.
Yeah. She's nominated for too many things to not
And go. The thing is, if she wins, she's breaking a record.
Yeah.
She'll be the first artist to win Album of the Year 4 times mm-hmm. if she wins. So I do feel as though that requires an appearance.
Yeah. We'll see.
We will see.
Well, she's definitely not confirmed to perform at all either.
No, so. we have no confirmations of her attending, but
yeah,
I'm pretty confident she's gonna be there.
Yeah, me too. I know. I'm just assuming.
I'll be very disappointed if she's not.
I know. You know she's gonna show up 10 minutes before it starts.
Yeah, maybe she'll leave early.
Walk the red carpet. Yeah, she might.
You know, I was really praying on the Chiefs' downfall this week, so that Trav could make an appearance. But I don't know if that's gonna happen now.
That's okay. I don't want him to go. I am standing by the fact that I don't want them to walk the red carpet until the Met Gala together.
I would be satisfied with either option.
Yeah. I just feel like.
I think the reason why I want him to go to the Grammys is because I would like to see them sit next to each other and have the interactions. We won't get that at the Met Gala.
Yeah.
Because there's not like a.
Or like a televised thing.
Right.
That's true. No, you're right. But I also think like if she wins big, it like all they'll talk about is him being there and they won't talk about like her breaking records and things like that.
True, true. You're
and
right.
Like, I don't.
You know. And maybe the Met Gala has to be the first like soft launch of it all, and then that'll be full on. Let's film the reactions.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Let's see.
All right, so we're gonna talk about Taylor's Grammy history today.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna start with some Grammy facts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shoot.
So, the Grammy Awards are awarded by the Recording Academy, which is made up of musicians, producers, recording engineers, and other musical professionals. Grammys are given to artists with outstanding achievements in the music industry. And I think this is an important thing to note, that like producers and like musical professionals are on the Recording Academy. So sometimes there can be a little bit of stake in the game.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the kindest way I can put it. So the Recording Academy has definitely been critiqued a lot for maybe some biases in just having ulterior motives sometimes.
Yeah.
So just keep that into consideration when, you know, you gotta have the full story when you're talking about these types of things. So labels have to submit works to the Academy to be considered when a work is entered. Review sessions are held that involve over 150 recording industry experts to determine that the work has been entered into the correct category, which I thought was really interesting.
That is interesting.
That so if your label doesn't submit your work, you can't win.
Oh, yeah.
So like there are artists that have like decided like I'm not submit, like Drake doesn't submit his work anymore. A few other artists have like put a hard stop to like not participating in this anymore, which I think is like kind of crazy.
It is crazy, but it also says something. It probably has a lot to do with like the corruption in the academy and
for
all
sure
that.
And Taylor is she's a Grammy enthusiast. She definitely is very kind to them and is very, she talks very highly of the Grammys because I'm just going to speculate on her reasoning. I think she likes to win.
Oh, absolutely. I think she's big on breaking records.
And I think she knows how to play the game. And some people aren't interested in playing the game. And that's okay. So, Album of the Year is the most anticipated and prestigious award of the night. It's also one of, I think, 4 or 5 categories that's not genre specific. So there's Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Best New Artist,
Record of the Year?
Record of the Year. I think there might be one more. But they're all like the awards that are the most like sought after because they're not genre specific, so you're playing in a bigger pool. It's more prestigious to win those things.
I would love to know how many submissions they get. Like,
I know.
A year.
Just, I know.
Because, like, if anyone...
I wonder... Well, I think there probably is qualifications.
Because you don't have to be on a label to, right. like, submit.
Yeah, because Billie Eilish has...
Is She's it, not on a label?
She wasn't. She might be now, but she wasn't.
Yeah.
For a while. Mm. So, I'm not sure exactly how that works, but...
It's gotta be. Like, I just... The process of, like, narrowing it down, even narrowing it down to the nominations.
I do wonder, though, if there are certain qualifications you have to hit, like maybe certain number of records sold, like, or something like that, to even submit.
Yeah.
I would imagine there is some sort of system, mm-hmm. like, type thing. So, the Grammys have been criticized for generally awarding or nominating more commercially successful albums rather than critically successful ones. Mm. So, their whole thing is that they say that it's not just about commercial success, that it's about, like, artistic integrity and, like, impact. But sometimes that's not necessarily the case. So, and this is fun, that this year's album of the year is almost all, is all women except for one, which is, I believe, I could be wrong, the first time that that's ever happened.
Wow. Who's the one?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
I think I may have. Oh, no, I didn't actually write
Batiste?
Oh, John Batiste.
Yeah.
He's the one, well, spoiler alert, his album won against Evermore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Recording Academy loves him.
Yeah.
From what
Honestly,
I was reading.
When he won against Evermore, I listened to that album and it's
Is it good?
He's really good. Yeah. So it makes sense.
I've never listened to him, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But, all right. Now I'm going to tell you guys some things that it's like Taylor specific Grammy facts. Mm. One of them being that she's never, in like the big five, she's never won Song of the Year.
Insane. Yeah. That's like a songwriter's award.
I know.
The way she's never won.
It's crazy. She's won every other one except, well, she never won Best New Artist, but
yeah.
She's won the other, there's four. There's like four big ones and Best New Artist. She's won three of the four, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. She was the first and only woman solo artist to win a Grammy for Album of the Year three times for solo recordings. She's not the only person that has three Best Album of the Year. She's just the only woman solo artist to have done this. Mm. She's won for Fearless, 1989, and Folklore. So those are her three Album of the Years.
Yeah.
She also made her Grammy performance debut at the 51st Academy Awards in 2009, performing 15 with Miley Cyrus. Have you ever seen this performance?
It was the best day of my life back then.
That's funny because they hate each other.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, they literally, like, somebody had to... have bribed them to get on the stage and do that together.
I'm gonna,
like,
get into it when we talk about that year.
You can tell they hate each other.
And it's so funny because if you know anything about me, I was the absolute biggest Miley Cyrus fan in the whole world.
Yeah.
And when they performed together, it was like the best night of my life. I like couldn't believe. I mean, it's the worst performance of all time.
Oh, yeah. No, they despise each other.
Yeah.
Taylor currently has 12 Grammys and 52 nominations, including this year's nominations. Compared to Beyonce, who has the most Grammys ever with 32.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy. And it's crazy because she hasn't won a Grammy in a long time.
She hasn't. Also, has she,
I wonder
never
if maybe,
won Album of the Year?
I don't think so. I wonder if maybe she stopped submitting.
I don't know.
Because she was very heavily awarded in the beginning of her career.
Yeah.
But it's crazy the difference between these two. Like how vastly different the number is. It's a difference of 20 Grammys, which is crazy.
That is really crazy. I would really love to know what her Grammys are in, like what she won for.
Yeah.
Everything. Because I do remember, though, like in past years, she attends the Grammys. She was like up for Album of the Year against Taylor.
Yeah.
Like.
And she may have a few with Destiny's Child also.
True.
Yeah. And the last one is that Taylor has performed at the Grammys 8 times.
Crazy.
She's been 14 times, and of 8 of the 14 times, well, no, she hasn't been in attendance. She's been nominated for 14 Grammys and performed at 8 of them.
That's crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Like, it was a lot in the beginning.
Over half. Almost all of them are in the beginning.
Yeah.
All of them are in the first 7 years except one.
Like, I wonder if she just...
She literally recorded...
Don't want to.
She performed her first 7 Grammys in a row and then has done it one other time.
I mean, now she's like, I don't need the recognition.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
Do we know who's opening the Grammys this year? I know we know like some of the performers. We don't know who's opening.
Let's look and see if we know.
I always think I love watching the opening performance. She's opened twice. I think it's really cool.
I agree.
Who I feel is like we probably don't know.
The Grammys. I feel like we don't know.
Yeah, that's okay.
What if it's her?
What if she gets out? She starts the Grammys. It's me.
Hi. Okay. Yeah. No, we don't know who's opening. We've just know that Dua Lipa, Billie Eilish, Olivia Rodrigo, Travis Scott, Luke Combs, and Burna Boy are all performing.
Okay. I mean, that's not bad so far.
Yeah. So cool. It doesn't say who's doing what on this article that I'm looking at, but
oh, that's okay. I'm gonna be excited either way.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. I'm excited. It should be a fun night.
Yeah,
I have a question for you, but I think I'm gonna save it for the end. So
okay,
let's start recapping year by year. So sure. Emily did the first 7 years, and I did the second seven. So she's taking over for a
minute. Yes, I actually did all of them, and I did extensive research. So I mean, you can do your years, but.
She's going to add what I'm lacking.
No, you're not lacking. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I did go in depth, though, so if I'm giving too much information.
No, at some of please these. Give the information.
Okay, fantastic. So the first time that Taylor attended the Grammys was the 50th Annual Grammy Awards in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
It was February 10th, and she was only nominated for one award, and it was for Best New Artist. So the people who were nominated for Best New Artist were Amy Winehouse, Feist, Ledisi, and Paramore.
Okay.
We're up against her. Amy Winehouse did win. She was broadcasted virtually from London because her visa didn't come in time for the Grammys.
That's kind of funny.
That I read, which is so funny. Also, this is wild, and I did not know this, and I can't believe I didn't know this. Cyndi Lauper and Miley Cyrus presented the award together.
That's crazy.
For Best New Artist.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Miley read all of the nominees, and she read Amy's name last, and she like made sure to make a note and say like, oh, this is Cindy's favorite, Amy Winehouse, like as she was nominated, which I thought was so
interesting.
Strange.
Interesting.
For her to say that. Yeah. She read them out.
Interesting.
Yep. So then Cindy read the winner, and before she could say it, she looks at the name and she's like, yes, 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 Amy Winehouse.
Oh my gosh.
And I was
gosh.
Like, that's such a weird, like, I don't like that. What if anyone else would have won and Miley had gone up and been like, Cindy's favorite, Amy
yeah.
Winehouse?
That's awkward.
Yeah.
That's an awkward really ordeal.
Weird. Yep. But it was so weird to like watch them. Like I went on YouTube and watched like all the yeah, videos
yeah.
and everything.
Yeah.
So weird.
Strange.
Just to put into perspective too, that award show, I wrote some things down. Song of the Year, Rehab, Amy Winehouse won Song of the Year.
Yeah.
But it was up against Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood, Hey There Delilah, The Plain White Tees, Like a Star, Corinne Bailey Ray, and Umbrella by Rihanna.
Wow. Like, Rihanna should have won that, to be yeah. honest.
And it's crazy
because I
like,
love Amy Winehouse, but
she swept that year. Like, she
yeah.
really won so
it's
many.
Crazy to me because I just don't think of Amy Winehouse and Taylor Swift living in the same universe.
No, I don't either. And like, I would,
and being new artists at the same time, like, I just picture, like, I guess Amy Winehouse to me is just like an older artist, but she's clearly not.
Yeah, she just had an old soul, you know? Yeah, she had that, like, older sound.
Yeah.
And I would love to know what she would have been like today.
Yeah,
if
it's
she
really
would still be like killing it.
Yeah,
so crazy to think about. But that's really it that happened at that Grammys.
Yeah, Taylor actually skipped her senior prom to attend
yes,
that Grammys.
I have that written down. So she did a red carpet interview. I mean, it was in February. I don't think her prom was then, but she said she had just turned 18, and she decided not to go to prom this year. She was going to go to the Grammys instead, but she says she doesn't want anyone to feel bad because she got to go freshman and sophomore year.
Okay, so. Girl.
She was also the most excited to see the Foo Fighters and Kanye West.
That doesn't age well.
Yeah.
I love what she wore to her
she
first Grammys.
She was very pretty. How would you describe that?
It's giving prom dress, to be honest. especially for the time.
Yeah.
It is a, I would say like, it's a drop waist corset, purple. We've got like petal details.
Yeah.
That are like appliques, so they're like raised off the dress, all over the skirt and a little bit at the top of the bodice. It's very pretty.
It's all purple. It's like a lilac-y.
Yeah, I love her in purple.
It is really pretty. I can almost see like Olivia Rodrigo wearing this today.
No, 100% Olivia Rodrigo would wear that today. And it's very, Olivia would probably make it a little shorter if I were to assume, but
It's so 2008.
Like, it's so perfect. 2008, and it's, but it's very almost timeless a little. Mm-hmm. It's very pretty.
Yeah, I love it. And her curly, curly hair. She looks so cute. She's so young.
She is. She looks like a baby there.
Yeah. Aww.
I love it. Yay. I love our girl.
So yeah, that was her first Grammys. Very exciting.
All right.
Good for her.
The next one.
Yeah, her second Grammys was the 51st annual Grammys the following year, February 8th, 2009. She's not nominated for anything, but she does perform 15 with Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, famous. This was like a rough night for Taylor.
It was
just all around.
Yeah, just all. It was. So they start out the night with an interview on the red carpet. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it was an interview with Miley Cyrus that Ryan Seacrest did. And he's talking to Miley.
It's heinous. I've seen this.
It's so bad.
It's so bad. They hate each other so much.
He calls Taylor over. Taylor comes over. He like is making comments like, "Oh, Miley, like you're so much younger than Taylor, but you act so much older than her," and like all this like weird, weird stuff. And she's like, "What?" And then he goes, "Oh, you know," because this was around the time they had both been in relationships with the Jonas Brothers. Mm. And so I think he was trying to like kind of allude to that. And he's like, "Oh, you guys must have had so much to bond over, like so many things to get over together. Like you must be the best of friends." And they go on for like 5 whole minutes trying to convince the world that they're actually such great friends.
I would love to hear what they have to say about each other today.
Yeah. I don't think that there's like hatred.
I don't either. I think there's probably like just like mutual respect and like we don't have the same vibe and like that's fine.
Yeah.
But I would just love to see
a
conversation between the two of them today.
It's so I mean, I hope Miley attends. Miley doesn't have any Grammys. And I really hope, because she's nominated this year, and I really want her to be there. And I want them to interact. I just think it would heal a part of
something
me.
Something in you,
yeah.
So I don't I don't foresee that happening, though, to be honest with you.
I know. It's okay. They might. You never know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
A girl can hope and dream and wish.
Oh, there's so during the interview, too. You know, Miley's trying to convince him. She's like, "Oh, I was putting on my makeup today, and I'm telling Taylor, like, I just love you so much. I'm so proud of you, da da da, whatever." And Ryan, like, turns to Taylor, and he goes, "That'll change. She'll switch up on you." Like, literally, word for word says that. The look on both of their faces. Taylor's like, "No, she won't." Like, it was just such a weird, like, that interview would not fly today.
No, that's so strange.
The most insane interview ever. So that's
what a weird time.
Yeah. I don't know why also they like chose to perform that. I know the Grammys performances used to be a lot of like collaborations.
Yeah, and I love Taylor dearly. I love Taylor dearly, but Miley outsang her on that song so bad. Mm-hmm. It was like,
but it was also that Miley outsings
most people.
And I just don't think 15 was the right song for her either. Like, it was too, like, mellow.
It was just not a good one. It's, like, arguably one of her worst.
Yeah, like, awful.
And
I would love to see them, like, actually collab and, like, see how that,
you know, I think nowadays they could perform something really good together. But back then.
So tragic. The thing about this is too, I could not find videos for half of this stuff, so I don't know how true it is. If it actually, Wikipedia told me that they also presented together the award for best pop collaboration with vocals.
I'm pretty sure they did. I'm pretty sure I've seen clips they of that present. On TikTok of them presenting together.
Okay,
I could be incorrect, but I'm pretty sure that's true.
My memory is shot. I don't know, but that's all that they did there.
Yeah,
crazy. Whatever. Okay, great. So that was that year.
And what'd she wear that year?
Oh. It's black.
Oh, black sparkly. Good fit. I mean, it's very basic.
Yeah.
A huge drop V.
Yeah.
Okay. She was...
It's like a weird, like, wrappy belt.
She was letting the girls out. That
might... You can almost see her feet.
Yeah. It's not tailored that well. Her makeup is beautiful there, though.
Yeah. I loved
her
makeup.
She's got her evil eyebrows out there in that picture.
Makeup in, like, the earlier years was always so nice. Like, I feel like it was always really
She doesn't really wear a ton of eye makeup nowadays.
Yeah. True. Looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an okay fit. Okay. So the next year, you can just stop me whenever I'm done.
Okay.
Because I have so many. Okay, so the following year is the 52nd annual Grammys, January 31st, 2010. Mm-hmm. She is nominated for 8 things, mm-hmm. which is insane.
I think this is the year with her most nominations.
Mm, yeah. That's wild. So she wins. These are the ones she wins. She wins Best Country Album for Fearless, Best Country Song for White Horse, Best Female Country Vocal Performance for White Horse. And this is her first ever Grammy that she won. This was given out in like the pre-televised thing. Mm. So yeah, she like goes up there and she's like, this is my first Grammy. That was really cute. And she wins Album of the Year for Fearless. So the other albums that she was nominated against for Album of the Year is I Am Sasha Fierce by Beyonce, The End by Black Eyed Peas, The Fame by Lady Gaga, and Big Whiskey and the Gru Grux King by the Dave Matthews Band.
Honestly crazy that she won that.
I know, I can't believe it.
I think it's deserved, genuinely. I really do.
Yeah.
But
when I think about that year, though, like, The Fame and Fearless were two of the biggest albums, like, actually of all time.
Yeah,
The Fame was huge. I think Lady Gaga was expected to win.
I do too. And I think Lady Gaga has never won a Grammy. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
I could be wrong. I will fact check while you continue to read, but I'm pretty sure when I was researching that I read that.
Wow. Yeah, she could be another one that pulled out, because I feel like she writes, like, she's also like a big songwriter.
Yeah,
you know? And I feel like, I don't know. Anyway, so these are the other ones that she was nominated for. She was nominated for Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals for Breathe.
Oh, just kidding. She has Grammys. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Good for you, Lady Gaga. So she lost the Best Pop Collaboration with Vocals to Jason Mraz for Lucky. She was nominated for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance for You Belong With Me, and she lost to Halo by Beyonce. Mm. She was nominated for Song of the Year for You Belong With Me, and she lost to Single Ladies by Beyonce, mm-hmm. which is, both of those songs are crazy. She was nominated for Record of the Year for You Belong With Me, and lost to Use Somebody by Kings of Leon. Mm. This is also the year, I don't know if you know this, because I didn't know this, and I feel so fake for it, and there is like one total video evidence on YouTube of this happening, but she performs at this Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
She performs the first verse of Today Was a Fairy Tale,
mm.
and then brings out Stevie Nicks, mm-hmm. and sings the entirety of Rhiannon,
mm-hmm.
and then they sing You Belong With Me.
Yeah.
Or
do you know why you can't find that on the internet
why?
Anymore? Because her team has wiped that clean.
Why?
Because they don't like it.
They
do that. She does it.
It is one of the best performances from her.
There must be something about it that she does not like, because this is not the only performance that is really hard to find.
It is so hard. There was one total video.
Yeah.
It's the grainiest.
Most horrible
most
quality.
Horrible. I don't remember this happening at all, and nobody ever talks about it.
Yeah, her team does that when she's not, doesn't love a performance. It gets.
I can't believe it.
Scrub.
She sounds so good singing Rhiannon.
I believe that.
And I think it's like one of the best songs of all time too.
I love that song.
It's so good. But I was like so taken aback, because I have like such vague memory of her performing Today Was a Fairy Tale at an award show. I didn't realize it was at the Grammy. Like, that's also just a weird song to sing at the Grammys.
It's a very strange
when you're nominated for Album of the Year and it's not on your album. I mean, it's on Fearless now, which, you know, is wild.
But it wasn't then.
Yeah. So that's crazy. And the You Belong With Me rendition is like so different. It's like this like country folk.
They rearranged it a lot, yeah.
And it sounds so good.
I'm
like, I need a high quality audio of that. Like,
please.
Stat.
Thank you. Yeah. But there must be something about it she doesn't like, because that's not the only performance that is difficult to find.
That is so wild.
She's wearing a blue, sparkly, beautiful, really interesting cut at the top. The neckline is really interesting. It's got like it comes across the shoulders, and then there's a square, and then it comes back across. It's interesting.
Yeah.
But I like it. It's unique. You know, I miss an updo from her.
Yeah.
We don't really get an updo too often anymore. We did recently, but for the most part,
I feel
like she wears her hair down
all the time.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Yeah, this is one of my least favorite looks, though, TBH.
Uh-oh.
Not me running out of storage. Cool. All right.
Well...
we got audio.
Yep.
I'll put up pictures.
When this video cuts off, very sorry, friends.
Yeah, wow, we're early into it too. My bad. My phone, I just gotta stop taking video. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Cool. So that's it for that one.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next one. Okay, this is the 54th annual Grammys. She doesn't attend the 53rd. So she doesn't attend in 2011.
Okay.
But she attends in 2012,
mm-hmm.
and she's nominated for three things.
Yeah.
She wins Best Country Song for Mean.
Okay.
Best Country Solo Performance for Mean.
Okay.
And she's nominated for Country Album for Speak Now.
Mm-hmm.
But she loses it to Own the Night by Lady Antebellum.
Interesting.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. She also performs Mean at this Grammys.
Okay. And she changes the lyrics, right?
Yes. So, okay, she has, like, her side braid and her banjo, and there's little doodles on her banjo that include a 13. She writes, "Someday I'll be big enough so you can't hit me," and there's stars and there's clouds. It's really cute. And this is the performance where, at the end, she changes it to, "Someday I'll be singing this at the Grammys."
I love it.
Which is so iconic.
It's funny to think about Mean having such, being, like, so heavily nominated at the time, because... Yeah. When I think back on Taylor's, like, discography and songs that have had cultural impact, Mean isn't one I pick out. No. But apparently I was wrong.
But I'm trying to think of, like, another song from Speak Now that, like, would have...
There wasn't
I just
one.
Don't know. Yeah. So, I guess it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Whatever. Other things about this show, Nicki Minaj was nominated for Best New Artist, but she lost to Bon Iver. So...
Interesting.
Yeah, they were nominated at the same show.
Again, sounds weird.
It's not the same universe, like, just crazy. Yeah.
The timelines of, like, when people are, like, stepping onto the scene and stuff is just not what I thought it was.
Yeah, I know. That's why it's so cool to, like, put this into perspective and, yeah, like, doing all this research. It was so fun. Also, when I was watching her performance of this, it put, like, the lyrics, I wrote them down, the "I can see you years from now in a bar talking over a football game with that same big loud opinion, but nobody's
nobody
listening."
Nobody.
I'm like, she fully predicted her life. This year. Like, it's just so wild.
This is one of my favorite Grammy looks.
This
of hers.
Is, I think, my favorite Grammy looks.
Well, I love this, and I love a more current one.
The 2021.
Yeah. This is just a stunning gown. It's like full all the way up, has a collar that comes up on her neck, it has an opening on her chest that's just like this, you can just tell this dress was literally made for her.
Yeah.
And it just fits so well. It's like a mermaid fit. It's beautiful. It is just very glamorous, and a heavy bang has come to enter the chat.
Yeah.
She
straightens her hair.
Yeah, her hair is straight for the first time at the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
Her makeup looks beautiful. This is one of my favorite Grammy looks of all time.
It's really pretty.
It's just...
She looks like a goddess.
She does. She looks gorge.
Yeah.
Love her.
She should dress more like that more often.
Yes. That's giving that's giving glamour in the best way. Glamour. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Okay. The next Grammys she attends is the next year, the following year, February 10th, 2013. She also, before the Grammys happened, she co-hosts a one-hour special that airs. She co-hosts with LL Cool J, and it's called The Grammy Nominations Concert Live, A Countdown to Music's Biggest Night.
Okay.
So they announce the nominations. There's, like, people perform there. They read the nominations together. They also, like, beatbox at
okay.
one time.
Period.
Together. It's... very cringe, but it's I love it. You should go watch it.
I don't think I've seen that. I'll need to
I need to
see that.
Yeah.
Beatboxing is interesting.
For sure. Okay, so she's nominated for three things this year. She wins Best Song Written for Visual Media for Safe and Sound.
Yes.
Which is
well deserved.
Absolutely iconic once again. She's nominated for Best Country Duo Group Performance for Safe and Sound.
Mm-hmm.
And she loses to Pontoon by Little Big Town.
Mm.
And she's also nominated for Record of the Year for We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. And she loses to Somebody That I Used to Know.
Okay.
Which is interesting. This is also the Grammys where she opens the show with her iconic We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together performance
mm-hmm.
with Harry Styles in the audience. Which I know mm-hmm. the song isn't Period. About him.
Don't
but
care.
It's like fitting. It was like a month after the rumored breakup.
Yep.
Between them.
Perfect.
The performance is very interesting. She's dressed in all white, almost looks like a circus, like, ringleader mm-hmm. type person.
Yep.
Her dancers are in white with, like, red accents. There's, like, clowns. There's people on stilts. They're juggling fire.
Mm-hmm.
There's mimes. It's like all that
it's
kind
a lot.
Of stuff.
It's a. I've seen that.
Yeah.
It's a very dramatic.
It is, which we love about mm-hmm. her. And she also changes, well, no, she doesn't change. Well, yes, she does change the words. Anyway. So in the part where she's like, you know, she does the phone call and we're never mm-hmm. getting back together. This is what, like, killed the internet. She goes, so he calls me up and he's like, I still love you. Like, she says it in a British accent. Because, again, it was, like, right after the rumored breakup. Everyone mm-hmm. was, like, gagged. It was crazy.
I love when she feeds into the internet.
Yeah. No, it's so funny.
My chronically online queen.
Chronically online queen. She also says, I still love you. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm busy opening up for the Grammys. Which I'm is cute.
Screaming.
Like, I love how when she performs at the Grammys, she's like,
she modifies it all the time. Again, yeah. My girl loves the Recording Academy.
Yes, absolutely.
This dress is also beautiful. Not a favorite of mine, but a good one. It's all white. We got a slit. The top is giving, like, Egyptian in a bad way. A little bit. I don't know. I'm not obsessed with this dress.
This, like, braid headband in her hair.
Sign of the times.
For sure.
Sign of the times.
Absolutely.
It's, like, got, like, silver accents. I don't know. I'm not obsessed with this one.
Yeah. I don't love it either. It's giving, like, toga.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's giving. Yeah, toga is the best.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good job. Very proud.
Okay, so the following year is 2014. She attends the Grammys. She's nominated for 4 things and loses all of them. She's nominated for Best Country Album for Red, mm-hmm. and she loses to Same Trailer, Different Park by Kacey Musgraves. She's okay. nominated for Best Country Song for Begin Again, which is crazy to me. but she loses.
That is not a country song.
I know. Well, the whole Red album is very, like, eh. She loses to Merry Go Round by Kacey Musgraves. She's also nominated for Best Country Duo Group Performance for Highway Don't Care with Tim McGraw and Keith Urban, mm-hmm. and loses to From This Valley by The Civil Wars. And she's famously nominated for Album of the Year for Red and loses to Random Access Memories by Daft Punk. So
a choice, Academy, a choice.
Certainly a choice. Also nominated this year, and I just have to point it out because it's one of my favorite albums of all time, is The Heist by Macklemore.
Mm. My favorite. You love album. Macklemore.
I love Macklemore.
And you might be his only fan.
I might be his only fan. I'm not kidding. I might be. That's okay. I'll take it. I love him so much. But that's another thing to, like, put into perspective. Like, just the time things came out. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
This was also the Grammys that she did that, like, really emotional headbanging performance of All Too Well mm-hmm. on piano.
Yep.
And her vocals were kind of slaying there.
I love that performance.
And she also wears, this is a great look, I think.
I'm a fan of this look. I love, like, the makeup is a slay here. The hair, we've seen better.
Just looks like a ponytail.
Yeah, I'm not vibing with it. But the dress mm-hmm. needs a moment. It mm-hmm. there is something about it that looks athletic to me.
Oh.
Which is, like, I think the bands around her arms and around her neck just look like a baseball tee to me a little bit.
Okay.
But the rest of it, it's very sparkly. It's got a belt around her waist. It fits her perfectly. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that I hate, that she has nothing on her nails.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't.
I hate that.
Ugh.
One of the things that Taylor, I feel like, is so known for, and the reason why clothing always looks so good on her, and I feel like a lot of people don't even know to recognize this, is because she gets everything tailored perfectly mm-hmm. to her body. Even, like, anything that she's stepping out in, she has to have tailored. Like, she just, and that's why clothing looks so good on her. And I think sometimes people are like, that would look insane on anyone else. It's like, well, no. The reason it looks so good is because it fits her perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Hey, when you can afford it, go exactly. for it.
Exactly. I mean, she's getting everything tailored. The only thing she's probably not getting customized is, like, leggings and, like, you know.
Yeah.
But for the most part.
She's also just, like, so tall. So
yes.
She almost has to.
Yeah. Which, she's not as tall as she's been made to be. I've decided this. At this week's game, Kylie Kelsey was there.
Oh, I saw.
And Kylie is 6 foot tall. And they were the same height, and Taylor had on heels and Kylie didn't.
Yeah. I don't think. Yeah, Taylor's not.
I think she's, like, probably, like, 5'9", 5'10", at, like, an absolute maximum.
Mm. I feel like a lot of people in Hollywood are just short. Like, that's the issue. Not the issue, but that's what people compare it to.
I feel like people have just like, it's hard to tell exactly how tall she is because she is almost always wearing a heel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's and like heels are always different height, whatever. Like it's hard to tell, but she's not 5'11".
It's a myth, everybody. She's not tall.
There's no way. She's tall, but she's not she's not a skyscraper.
Yeah. All right. So the next Grammys she attends is the following year. Once again, she's on a good streak here. It's February 8th, 2015, and she's nominated for three things. She's nominated for Best Pop Solo Performance for Shake It Off, and she loses to Happy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just did that in the microphone.
That's okay. I'll start over.
Yeah.
So she's nominated for Best Pop Solo Performance for Shake It Off,
mm-hmm.
and she loses to Happy by Pharrell, which...
Okay.
I hate that song.
That song had a moment, though.
It had a moment.
It had a lot of cultural impact, I think.
It sort of Shake It Off.
I agree with you, but Happy was everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, but I think it's the live version of Happy. For some reason, I wrote Happy Live, so.
Okay. Interesting.
Interesting. She's nominated for Song of the Year for Shake It Off, and she loses to Stay With Me by Sam Smith. Mm-hmm. And she's also nominated for Record of the Year for Shake It Off, and also loses to Stay With Me by Sam Smith. So, this year, Max Martin does win Producer of the Year, and he produced Shake It Off, along with a few other, like, Katy Perry and Ariana Grande songs.
You know, that's an interesting choice to give Producer of the Year to somebody, but not award the actual music.
Yeah. I
mean, whatever. Go whatever. Off.
It's fine. But he also, like, you know, he didn't win for Shake It Off. Like,
he won for
Yeah. This is also the year she brings Abigail with her as a date.
Cutie.
Like, really, really cute.
I love this year's Grammy look.
Mm-hmm, me too. And she also, there's a lot of audience shots of her talking to Kanye and Jay-Z in the audience. That was really interesting.
They
all look happy.
This is the year that she wore that high-low blue dress with the purple shoes. And I just remember seeing this and being like, I am obsessed with this.
It's
like,
really good.
I just remember loving it so much. Like, not many people, I think generally, like, a high-low is heinous. But she's making it work here.
Mm-hmm.
Her hair is down and short.
It's like to her shoulders.
Yeah.
Heavy side bang.
heavy side bang.
Her eye makeup is really dark too.
Her eye makeup is dark. I'm not, you know, my biggest gripe with her across the board is I don't think she wears enough blush, but,
yeah,
her legs look fabulous. Her shoes are cute.
I love the shoes. They're like a magenta, what would you call that?
Like a magenta, probably.
Yeah, like magenta with that color. I think they really
just
pop.
They really pop. They look so good. And you know, I'm not obsessed with the fact that we've got nothing on our nails again.
Yeah, that's so weird. That is wild. I don't know. Is she ever like? Oh yeah, the following year she does. I don't know. Really strange. She just very light on the nail polish here. All right, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Come on. It's the Grammys.
Yeah, for real. All right. Moving on. This is another one of my favorite looks of all time.
Yes, so this is also an excellent look.
The following year, 2016, she attends, and she's nominated for 7, which is wild. She attends this one with Selena. They're sitting together.
Selena.
And she's got the fuck-ass bob.
We love the fuck ass bob.
I hate it.
Really? I like it. I like it when it's super short like that.
I hate it because I was watching, so this is the show she opens with Out of the Woods for this, and I was watching the performance again, and she's slaying it. Like, it's such a good performance.
And her hair doesn't move
but
the whole time.
Yes.
It doesn't move.
Yes.
she's got the Karen hairspray on.
It's
because it doesn't move.
And it's just, I'm like looking at her, I'm like, girl, if it was like the shoulder length that she had the year before, I think would have been better.
I don't know. I liked it super short like that, but I know exactly.
Yeah.
I've seen that performance. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep. Okay, so this is what she's nominated for. She wins Best Music Video for Bad Blood. She wins Best Pop Vocal Album for 1989.
Mm-hmm.
And she wins Album of the Year for 1989. This makes her the first female artist to win this award twice. The other albums that were nominated this year were Sound and Color by Alabama Shakes, To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick Lamar, Traveler by Chris Stapleton, and Beauty Behind the Madness by The Weeknd, which is wild because half these albums I'm like...
Never heard of them.
Yeah, so well deserved for that one. She's also nominated for Best Pop Duo Group Performance for Bad Blood, I didn't write down who actually won, but that's okay. She's nominated for Best Pop Solo Performance for Blank Space, and she loses to Ed Sheeran for Thinking Out Loud. She's nominated for Song of the Year for Blank Space and loses to Thinking Out Loud. And she's nominated for Record of the Year for Blank Space and loses to Uptown Funk, which I think is one of the greatest songs of all time. So.
Yeah. That was a pretty, like, a stacked year in those categories. Because, like, Thinking Out Loud was just a cultural phenomenon I don't think we've seen since.
One of the songs of the decade.
That has to be, like, I would love to know the number of how many people's wedding songs that is. Because it has to be, like, 5 million. I'm glad I wasn't a wedding photographer at this time, because I would probably want to get
out. But I feel like people still use it.
They do, but not nearly as much as they did then. They do. I've had it a few times, but not nearly as much.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is the show where she opens up the Grammys with Out of the Woods. And this is also, like, famously, she's in the audience afterwards, like, crying to Selena Gomez because she thinks that she didn't hit the note that she wanted to hit. It's very unclear what note it was that she thinks she didn't hit, because the whole performance, I think, sounds fantastic. But she has even said, like, on record that she was really upset that night because she thought she ruined the performance by not hitting the note.
Yeah.
Which is really insane. She also starts out the song by saying, "Welcome to the 2016 Grammy Awards, but right now it's 1989.
Period. Go ahead, so girly. Fun. I love this year's look.
Yeah.
It's such a good one. This is when she was heavily in her two-piece set era.
Very 1989.
It is very 1989. The color blocking, it's like a orange bandeau top and a pink skirt. I just think I love her in color. She's got her signature red lip on. And it's... the red lip is crazy because, again, this is just how my brain looks at things because, I don't know, color theory. Her lipstick is, like, a perfect mix of the top and the bottom of the skirt. Like, if you took those two colors and mixed them together, it would be her lip shade, which I'm obsessed with. Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah, this year's a slay.
Mm-hmm. She paints her nails to match her shoes.
Thank God. Taylor, I'm proud of you. Yeah. Makeup's a slay. Emily doesn't like her hair, but I do.
It looks good here. I can understand here, but just the performance threw me off. Like, yeah, hair.
I agree.
Fuck ass Bob.
Yeah. Her jewelry's good. This is just a good look. Yeah. I remember after she wore this dress, everyone under the sun was talking about her potential boob job.
Oh, yeah.
I remember seeing this so much. I think it's still undetermined if she has one or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I don't care.
Yeah,
but,
I don't care either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. It's a nice one.
Is
it your turn yet? Or am I still going?
No, you got one more.
Dang. All right. We got so many. Okay. All right. So the following year, the following year, 2017, she doesn't have any nominations or appearances. She didn't actually release any music during the eligibility period. She did help co-write This Is What You Came For by Calvin Harris, which didn't get any nominations either. So that came out during that time. She around the time she was keeping to herself, there was a rumored breakup about her and Tom Hiddleston.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time she misses it since 2011.
Yeah.
This is also the same year that Reputation comes out, but it comes out later in November. And
so it wasn't.
Yeah. She wipes her social media in August. So it's not even like close to that time. She wasn't like in the rep era, if you will.
Yeah.
She just doesn't attend. She's laying low.
Yeah. So for the next one. In 2018, the 60th annual Grammys, she's also not in attendance. This starts her, like, it was like a 4-year hiatus of her not going. She was nominated for Best Song Written for Visual Media, I Don't Want to Live Forever, for 50 Shades Darker. She was also nominated as a writing credit for Best Country Song for Better Man, but neither of them won.
Yeah. Sad. This is the Grammys, like, Reputation wasn't eligible yet for nomination. But Look What You Made Me Do and Ready For It were eligible because they were singles. So it's, like, unclear if, I mean, they weren't nominated, but.
Yeah, they may have not been submitted.
Who knows if they were submitted, yeah.
Correct. So in 2019, she also does not attend. It is the 61st annual Grammys. And she was nominated for Best Pop Vocal Album for Reputation. This year was particularly difficult for Taylor because she was not nominated in any of the big categories. And this was the first time that had happened since she started getting nominated for Grammys. Like, Debut wasn't nominated for any Grammys, but since Fearless, it was the first time she hadn't been nominated in one of the big fours for an album. That's true. And we see this in the Miss Americana documentary, where she gets the phone call and finds out she's not nominated in any of the big categories. And she is, like, visibly upset. And you can hear her being like, I just need to create a better record, was what she kept saying. And it's just so crazy to think about how much the fans love Reputation, but it was not.
That was not the reality back then, though. It wasn't as loved
then, but now it's like, at the Eras Tour, I specifically saw this in seeing the Eras Tour movie, because when I was at the literal show, I wasn't really paying attention to the people around me too much because I was just focused on myself. Mm. But you can just see the energy change in the room when Reputation comes on. And it's just crazy that it wasn't awarded awards. Well.
No, it wasn't.
And it didn't win Best Pop Vocal Album.
Yeah, I can only imagine how devastating that was.
And that was really difficult for her, for
sure.
She
loses to Sweetener by Ariana Grande.
We don't need to talk about that.
Whatever. This is also, this night, she doesn't attend the Grammys, obviously. She attends the British Academy Film Awards after party with Joe Alwyn. And I don't know if you remember this outfit, but she's wearing this, like, really pretty flowy dress from Stella McCartney, and the, like, really iconic big blue coat. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she looks like Cinderella, and there's, like, those paparazzi pictures of them walking out of the...
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the next year, in 2020, the 62nd annual Grammy, she's also not in attendance. And I was, like, trying to look, I'm like, the Grammys never took off for COVID, because in 2020, the Grammys happened before COVID really took, like, was a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, and then the following year they had it, they just used precautions and made people wear masks and stuff.
I know, it is weird, like, the timing of it all.
So she was nominated for Best Pop Solo Performance for You Need to Calm Down. She was nominated for Best Pop Vocal Album for Lover, and she was nominated for Song of the Year for Lover and didn't win.
She loses to Billie Eilish for When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go, and Bad Guy. And she also loses to Lizzo for Truth Hurts.
You know, I hate the song Bad Guy.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's the most annoying song that's ever been written.
Did you hear, there was, like, a huge controversy with the 2020 Grammy Awards and the CEO of the Recording Academy.
Really?
So this, I mean, it kind of has to do with Taylor, but, like, not really, actually, at all. Okay,
just skip the tea.
So basically, the Grammys happened January 26th. Earlier that year, the Board of Trustees, they took off the Recording Academy CEO. Her name was Deborah Dugan. They took her off, like, they put her on leave. And they claim it's because her assistant accused her of bullying. So they were like, get off, you know, whatever. So Deborah denies these claims, and she says the reason that they let her go, or they, like, you know, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, put her on leave, is because she was uncovering the misconduct and corruption within the Recording Academy and was, like, trying to bring light to it. Okay. So she, in her claims, she says that, one, the Academy's general counsel sexually harassed her. Two, her predecessor, Neil Portnow, who was the CEO before, was accused of rape by an artist that he obviously denies. And three, she uncovers that the Grammy nomination process is very unfairly manipulated. So for all of these things that she's, like, trying to bring to light, they, like, let her go because they're like, we can't have you doing this. So because of that, everyone's like, oh, you know, she's the first woman CEO of the Recording Academy. So everyone's like, oh, you know, whatever. Taylor was allegedly supposed to do a surprise performance of The Man to kind of, like, in solidarity with this.
Okay.
But she didn't. I don't know how true that is. She never, like, her team never confirms or denies. Nobody ever, like,
interesting,
fully says it. But that was the tea with that. You know, there was, like, a big uproar being like, oh, believe women kind of thing, you know, that they were trying to let her go because she was uncovering all these things. But I think that if Taylor would have performed The Man, it would have been really iconic and a good way to show her support for her.
Yeah. So in 2021, at the 63rd annual Grammys, Taylor makes her appearance for the first time in 4 years. She is seen in my second favorite Grammy look of all time.
Yes.
It is a short dress, which is pretty well, she hasn't worn a short dress to the Grammys yet at this point.
Yeah.
It's actually the only time she's ever worn a short dress to the Grammys, which normally I would say not a short dress affair, but this short dress is the exception. It is covered in applique florals. It is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Her shoes are so cute. They're pink. I love them. I love it. I love everything about this dress. I think it marries like Lover and Folklore perfectly.
It does, yeah.
Her makeup is a major slay. Her hair looks, I just love it.
Yeah.
Love, love, love. So she performed this year. She sang Cardigan, August, and Willow. And she was nominated for 6 things. She was nominated for Best Song Written for Visual Media, Beautiful Ghosts for Cats. She was nominated for Best Pop Duo Performance for Exile. She was nominated for Song of the Year for Cardigan, Best Pop Vocal Album for Folklore, Best Pop Solo Performance for Cardigan, and for Album of the Year for Folklore. And she won Album of the Year for Folklore.
Slay.
Yeah. So.
One of the best performances of all time, though. Like, with the Folklore cabin and everything, I think everyone was shook.
Obsessed. Yeah. Obsessed. So, then, in 2022, the 64th Annual Grammys, she was not in attendance. And she was nominated for Album of the Year for Evermore, and she did not win.
Yeah, that's when she lost to We Are by Jon Batiste.
Yeah. So, then in 2023, at the 65th Annual Grammys, we get Taylor in attendance. We get a beautiful two-piece set in midnight blue with a beautiful red lip and gorgeous earrings, just looking excellent.
Mm-hmm.
She was nominated for Best Song Written for Visual Media for Carolina from Where the Crawdads Sing. She was nominated for Best Country Song, I Bet You Think About Me. And she was voted for Song of the Year for All Too Well, 10-minute version. Best Music Video, All Too Well, the short film. Best Music Video is the other category of the big four.
Oh, right.
And she won for Best Music Video.
Yeah.
All Too Well, the short film.
This was also, like, I remember this being really controversial because everyone thought she was going to win Song of the Year for the first time for All Too Well 10.
Yeah, which is crazy that she didn't. And this is the only time that she's put a Taylor's version into.
Yeah, that makes sense, though.
To be nominated.
There is added lyrics in there.
And also because she didn't win anything for Red.
Yeah, I really think she thought she was going to win it, too. Like, everyone thought she was going to win it.
Well, what won?
Just Like That by Bonnie Raitt.
No.
Yeah. But I know. It was tough because she's like older, still like making music. And yeah, I know it was like a huge thing. A lot of people came to her defense on the internet saying like she deserved it. And
I don't know that song, so I can't say if I think she deserved it. But I do think getting a 10-minute song to be number one for as long as she did is an accomplishment that should have been awarded.
It was definitely crazy.
Personally.
For sure crazy. This was also my favorite, like, one of my favorite jokes that was made about her in the audience. Do you remember this one?
No.
Trevor Noah was hosting.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, Taylor Swift is here. Look, here she is. And he's like, oh, I just love your song, Anti-Hero. Like, my auntie is also a hero.
That's
like,
funny.
Like, that's how you make jokes.
Yeah, that's cute. So that brings us to this year, which is the 66th Annual Grammys. She is nominated for Best Pop Vocal Album, Midnights, Song of the Year, Anti-Hero, Best Pop Duo Performance for Karma featuring Ice Spice, Album of the Year, Midnights, Best Pop Solo Performance, Anti-Hero, Record of the Year, Anti-Hero.
Do you think she has a chance at, like, what do you think she has a chance at winning in this category? It's tough, I guess, if, you know, we don't see what she's up against.
I think this is hard because I'm going to be really honest here. I don't know that she deserves it.
Deserves what?
Any of them.
Really?
Well, I wouldn't be mad at Best Pop Duo. I wouldn't be mad at, honestly, if she won Song of the Year, I would be thrilled. If that's all she won, I would be like, okay, mm-hmm. I'm good with that. Because she's never won. I think the one that's hardest for me is Album of the Year. So it's a stacked category.
Well, so I have the nominations here. It's World Music Radio by Jon Batiste, The Record by Boy Genius, Endless Summer Vacation by Miley. Did you know that there's a tunnel under Ocean Boulevard? Lana Del Rey.
Who has never won a Grammy.
The Age of Pleasure, Janelle Monáe. Guts, Olivia Rodrigo. And SOS by SZA. And yeah, I agree it's stacked, but I'm looking at these, I'm like, I feel like her toughest competition is going to be Guts
and
SOS.
And SOS. Yeah. I think it's a shame that Lana does not have a Grammy. I don't think A Tunnel Under Ocean Boulevard is really deserving, personally. I think Midnight is, like, top three. Mm-hmm. But I think that, I don't know. I shouldn't say I don't think she deserves it, because that's not true. I think she's had an insane year. I think it should be awarded. I don't think Midnight is that creatively, like, it didn't really push the bounds of her creativity. I think it was a pop banger album that she put out to round out the Eras Tour. I think that I love Midnights, but it's not her best songwriting of all time. I just think that
I know exactly what you mean.
I do think that the Recording Academy is going to be resistant against giving her Album of the Year, because she will be the only person to have done it four times.
Absolutely.
I think they're going to be, if they're going to give that to her, I don't think it's for Midnights. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Obviously, I want her to win.
I think
her to win everything always, but
I think she could win Song of the Year.
I think Song of the Year would be like, I would be very satisfied with that.
But I also feel like Flowers by Miley Cyrus has to win Song of the Year.
Yeah. I wouldn't be mad at that either.
It's tough.
Yeah, I think she could win in some of the genre specific categories. I know it's a tough year.
Vampire, Kill Bill. These are all really Song of the Year. I think is going to be harder of a competition.
I think Song of the Year is. I think it's just we had a lot of really good music that is eligible for the Grammys this year. I think it's going to be tough. I think competition pushes her in a good way, though. Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah,
we'll see. I think it'll be really telling if she shows up or not, too.
Yeah. I wonder, okay, so if she doesn't show up, I think that means she doesn't win anything.
Anything at all.
To be honest, I know they say that you don't know going in, but I think
have an idea.
I think you have an idea.
I don't think they know for sure.
I don't think they know for sure, but I think they have an idea. And I do think that, like, if she knows that for sure she's not winning anything, I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't go. We'll see. I don't know. I of course want her to win. I want her to win.
Well, that's not the point. I'm not too tied to it. I'm not gonna be upset if she doesn't. I think I just like watching them in general. I'm not one of those fans that's gonna be like pissed and throwing fits if she's snubbed or whatever, you know.
I wouldn't call it a snub this year, though.
We'll see.
I think in the past she's been snubbed, but
yeah,
I don't know. I'm interested to see how this goes down and what happens.
Yeah, me too. Long live the Grammys.
Long live Taylor Swift. And the Grammys. Yes. I don't think I have anything else to say.
No, I don't either.
All right.
That was fun.
We hope you enjoyed this history lesson.
I loved it.
Me too.
So.
And if you didn't love it, don't tell us. We don't want to hear it. Exactly. All right. We will see you next week, friends.
Yay. Bye.
Bye.